Okay, we'll call the Board of Works for May 14th. Need approval of minutes for the April 23rd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Good afternoon, St. Pete staff, this is fire department. Couple quick things, we're quickly approaching 1,000 responses for the year to date. Current issues with apparatus, we've got rescue 4 out getting a actuator placed on the turbo, so it's currently out of service, but we'll be back in service soon. Wire 3, spoke with the factory again today. They were supposed to have the air conditioner fixed on there prior to hot weather. Well, it's hot weather. So ensure that that will be taken care of in the next couple of weeks. And then I would like the board's approval to promote a couple of firefighters, please.
Say provoke?
No, not promote. You have a much larger audience.
Did you have a couple of particular people in mind?
Which way? Yes, promotion-wise, Battalion Chief Lowe would request the board approve him to be promoted to the rank of Assistant Chief. He would remain on brief shift as the shift commander, but hold the rank of Assistant Chief. And then secondly, firefighter Brian Bober, over 20-year veteran, would like to promote him to the rank of lieutenant station commander.
So moved.
Come on.
So moved. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks, Chief. Next is city inspection.
He's busy taking pictures, Mayor. Hey, Phil, when you get done, come on up here.
Yeah, you're up.
Phil Cooper, city inspector. We've got over 40 violations on trash, grass, and the grass is getting out of hand, so you got a lot of orders. The next meeting will be here, probably over 100. Also, we've had 20 houses demoed. We had the last two done, finished up last week, 303 North 11th and 145 East Real Avenue. And as soon as we get reimbursed for all this, I'm going to try to get 5 or 6 more houses and put more down.
Great.
Working.
You're a good man,
right,
Bill.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Leah, animal shelter. This will be Leah's first time recording.
There you go. We have a hazing for a new department head.
I'm Leah Manlin from the Vincent Animal Shelter. We have a current census of 79 animals, that 32 of those are cats. It's a little deceptive because many of those are bottle feeding and weaned kittens that are in with foster. We only have 4 adult cats at the shelter right now. So we have 47 dogs at this time, which has prompted us to do a special for $50 dog adoption to try to reduce our census. For the month of April, we had a total of 27 intakes for cats. 3 of those were adult cat owner surrenders, and 24 of those were either stray or seized. In April, we had 18 cat adoptions, and we had no cats that were returned to owner. Dog intakes for April, we took in a total of 53 dogs. 10 of those were owner surrenders. 3 of those were returned dog adoption. And a total of 40 of those intakes were either seized or stray animals that people brought into it. We adopted out 28 dogs in April, and we returned 16 dogs to their owners. We had a total of 48 adoptions in the month of April. In June, we plan to attend the Indianapolis Mega Adoption Event. That is generally a clean out the shelter event. We take every animal that we have on the premises to the Indianapolis State Fairgrounds and usually come home with every animal adopted in our shelters empty. So we're looking forward to that because we're a little full right now.
And that was, this is the first time you've done it for a while?
We did it last year. We did go last year, so, but we have not been to any such event this year yet. It'll be an overnight event, and then we will need to close the shelter and take all the staff that we have to Indianapolis. And then this Thursday, we have an event at the Vincent Brewing Company from 6:30 to 10. We'll be taking animals up there in the little area outside, the kind of the indoor landing area inside of your garden. But, so we'll be taking kittens and dogs out there for that event on Thursday night.
Great.
Jack,
or just leave it up there.
Okay. No old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Trailblazer 5K and banner request. Generations.
Alma, Kramer, and Guest. If you have to come up here.
She's so afraid I want
you
to
I told her we liked having young people.
I know. And she runs it too, so she'd be a good advocate.
So who's your guest, Alma?
Oh, this is my youngest, Gracie D. Kramer. She's a 7th grader at Clark Middle School.
Welcome.
Big runner, basketball player. Well, I'm here for our 6th time for the Trailblazer 5K. Can't believe it's our 6th year. And we are asking permission for August the 11th to do the Trailblazer. There is only one change that we have done since the last five years is we're trying to implement the Kimmel Park to start and go through that since VU it's all finished. It's beautiful. It'd be great to everybody, you know, if you've never been through it, and we're hoping to make it promote the awareness of it too.
River will be about 5 feet by August 11th.
I know. I have one of our office runners, I keep on asking her to do a test drive for us, and she's like, "It's almost open," and I'm like, "Okay." Through the campus, through the park, and the question of the year is what color our shirts is, and it's going to be red with black and white this year. So.
Okay. So, Chiefs, you got to make one please. Yeah. Where's Chief?
There needs
to be
a way
of
the route.
Okay.
All right. Another meeting.
Okay. Dust is wearing the route. And so,
yes.
Okay. So then you're asking for the street closing as the map provides, and then banner requests for Hart Street and 2nd Street, correct?
Yes.
And you have everything you need. So we'll make a motion to approve the street closings for the Trailblazer 5K on August 11th and subsequent banner hangings on Hart Street 2 weeks beginning July 16th and 2nd Street 2 weeks beginning July 30th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Are you running the event?
Aye. Aye.
Good. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Next is first annual Vincent's Pride event. Chris Roberts. I didn't see Chris.
Is there anybody else here for that event? I'll make a motion that we table that until Chris can attend.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Cystic Fibrosis Great Strides Walk and Banners, Tammy Howell.
Okay,
Hi, my name is Tammy Howe. I'm actually, I'm an employee of Good Samaritan Hospital, but we promote, this is our 7th annual Great Strides Walk, which is an event to raise money and awareness for cystic fibrosis. My motion is I want to hang two banners. Actually, I guess they start, it will start on Tuesday, September 4th, because of the holiday, the Labor Day holiday, on Hart Street and also on College. Then also you have a map where we walk off pretty much at the intersection, the Donville Rec Center and Caddy Corner to the VU track, because we use the Donville Rec Center as our registration and our opening ceremony. And then we'll have probably close to 500 people traveling back and forth to the VU walking track. So
that's the same route.
It's the exact same route. It's exactly, this is, we've done this for, you know, 7 years exactly. Right.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the street closures for the Great Strides Walk on Sunday 9/16, and accompanying banner requests for Hart Street for 2 weeks starting September 4th, and College Avenue for the same period.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Good luck.
Thanks, Tammy.
Next is trash complaint on Alfred Schaller, 2324 North Second. Georgetta Gaines.
Hi, my name is Georgetta Gaines, and I've been calling in about this neighbor that I have, and I just want to know what we can do. You have an ordinance on picking up or mowing yards, right?
Right.
Why don't you have an ordinance on picking up trash?
I think Phil's been working for.
Now, Phil has done a good job.
Bad pictures.
And this really should be, and I know you're on the agenda for the city council, but this is really.
What?
City council.
Oh, I'm not on this one?
You are.
Oh, you're on my next one.
You should. You're on the next one, too.
That's fine. We just like to hear it.
Yeah.
Twice. So, do you have bad pictures of that?
Phil has most of them.
Yeah, I got all of them in my office.
And
okay. I'm just
I mean, he puts doors up, he puts anything up, you walk down the sidewalk, you step on mice, rats,
right.
Possums, everything.
Right.
I mean, this is terrible. I mean, 2nd Street, you pull in, VU sees this.
Right.
I raced half of them. I'm a good talker, but not good at text.
Oh, this is a picture that speaks a thousand words.
Well, yeah, I know. You know,
Phil has done a lot.
I've talked to him, he'll clean it up. He owns the house, and I've talked to his attorney, and I have not, he won't return my call. And
I have talked to Joe Black. And Joe Black says, I handle his money, do whatever you want. I handle his money, and I give him money, but that's all I do with it.
But as today I went by, I mean, he cleaned the front of it up, and the back of it, he'll clean it up, and then he'll start over again. So I'll look at the ordinance and see if there's anything else we can do.
Right.
To. And it's not the only problem.
He's not the only one.
Right.
But it's the one I have to walk by and step on mice and stuff, and
sure.
I don't like it.
Right. Okay.
If the others don't want to speak up, I will.
Okay. So we'll motion that city inspector will follow up and also look at the ordinance to see if there's other steps that can be taken.
I just, you know.
We'll just have a little bit.
Okay.
Phil just wants to stay on top of it. And,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Do I
Thank
still have to stay for the other one?
Hmm?
Do I still have to stay for the other
one? Actually, I think what you're asking is for stricter ordinances and the council can make those ordinances.
I think if you don't mind speaking to that, I think it would actually help.
It might help to.
Yeah. You can talk to that nice gentleman right behind you there.
Two of them sitting there.
Right here?
Yep.
Those two right there
and one behind them.
You should let them know. Let them know what you feel.
All right. Thanks, Georgetta.
Thank you, Georgetta.
Next is Camp Wildwood Spaghetti Dinner Banner.
You have a house out there? Do you live there?
Close. Camp Wildwood Foundation. We're going to try a spaghetti dinner on September 15th at the camp from 5:30 to 7:30. And we're requesting permission to put banners up on Second Street from September 4th through the 17th.
Okay, so we're going to, you have everything you need, Paul, right? We're going to approve a hanging of a banner for the Camp Wildwood Spaghetti Dinner, which is scheduled for Saturday, September 15th from 5:30 to 7:30, with the company banner to be hung on Second Street starting the week of September 4th, which is.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Jim. Pancake thing go okay?
Yeah.
Good.
That was very well.
Good.
Good to see you.
I was out there. I was.
Next two are Mr. Sprague with.
Mr. Sprague. Glad you could make it.
Side of the other meeting, sorry. I think. I thought Kirk said he was going to be here to help explain it, but he doesn't have to be here. So, we've got the bonding process going on with Main Street Phase 1. And what we've realized is that obviously the water portion is not being funded by the RDC. The Vinton's Utility Services Board is funding that process. So we're prepared and they are prepared, and that's why he's going to be here to nod his head when I said, Kirk, are you ready to go? And he'd say yes. So, but they're on board, they're ready to go. So we want to award alternate one, which is all the waterline items for Main Street Phase 1, so that Kearns can get started on that.
Okay.
On that, because that actually all has to be done first before we get started on the roadway, so it's working out. So I'm.
We approve this, that's been in the bond?
No, this has nothing to do with the bond.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we'll make a motion to approve upon the city engineer's request, the alternate one on the water main items to Kearns Excavating in the amount of $432,889.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Okay, next is Main Street Bridge Inspection.
Okay, so along with Main Street Phase 1 is a widening of that bridge.
Widening.
Correct. It's all widening one direction. We're driving new piles, new deck across the full bridge, pier caps and things like that I've not inspected myself. I don't know the specs with those components as well as I do other components to road construction. So what I've done is I have a hourly not to exceed agreement proposal from United Consulting to, on those days that we're driving piles or pouring the deck, that I have another inspector on site with me that has done many of these bridges and structures, and they'll be able to offer me some more insight to make sure that those critical components get installed properly. And the original proposal was for 2 days for each one of those items. I bumped it up to three. We'll only get billed for the days that he shows up. So, you know, if he comes up for half a day and we get rained out, I make sure we're covered. So the goal is 2 days for each of those components. We set up the contract for three, just in case. So I think it's a total of 9 days, 3 days, three components.
And this is the fee here, John, the $13,100.
Yes.
Okay. So we need to approve not to exceed that amount.
Yes.
Okay. And does the county have, since this is a bridge, do we have to do in front of the county?
They've seen the plans, we've coordinated with them, they're aware of what's going on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have to go, we don't have to go through any approval process.
No.
Okay. In the write-up, it's saying 11 visits, is that part of that, or is that something?
Is that what the total is? Maybe there's four components.
It's I haven't 11 made an hour visits. Here.
36, 11, over, yeah, yes.
Over 14-month period.
Right. Yeah, we have 3 days for three components and 2 days for the approach slabs.
But a total of potential 11.
Yeah. 11 days.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to make a motion, and who's listening to United Consulting for a bridge inspection, a total of possible 11. Site visits not to exceed $13,100.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, John.
Anything under miscellaneous? If not, need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Very exciting stuff.
That's a lot, right?